Okay, let's Lama Gimel Amal Aleph, which is really the next sugya. So it's starting in the middle of the Gemara. It is, you know, I'm trying to find sugyas to talk about in Eilun Aris. So the next part of the Gemara, I don't want to always go on Leku Mishalem and Kamle Ben Raminei. So the next sugya is really the Gemara over here. The Gemara discusses that basically the Gemara says that Eina Leku Mishalem, which means just like Kamle Ben Raminei, you don't get killed and you pay. So to Eina Leku Mishalem, you don't get Malkus and you pay. So the Gemara says the Machlekes Ula and Rabbi Yechanan. Ula says that you pay rather than get Malkus, and Rabbi Yechanan says you get Malkus and you don't pay. And then the question is how they fit our Mishnah that says you pay as opposed to get Malkus. But this the Gemara does say that there are certain instances, even though you should get Malkus and payment, you have two punishments. But in those certain instances, you only pay. For example, chayvel bechaveroi, when you hit your friend. So on the one end, you should get Malkus, because pen Yosef, you're over alav, and therefore you hit somebody, you should get Malkus. On the other hand, you would cause him damage. Chamisha dvorim, that is the tzar shev is ribu boishes. The Gemara says, everybody agrees that chayvel bechaveroi, you pay and you don't get Malkus. Another case where you pay and you don't get Malkus is the case of Edim Zaymimin. What's Edom Zaymin? Two witnesses come and say a certain thing about somebody else, that he's chayv to pay money, and it turns out they're false witnesses, they're Edom Zaymin. So even though they should get Malkus, why should get Malkus? Because they're over the lav of Leysan, Ebereach, or Echeker, and they should get Malkus, but in the case where they get Malkus, and they're supposed to pay also, because they say, so-and-so, chayv so-and-so money, so again, Mishalmim, Ve'enam Leikin. That's what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, how do we know that Edim Zoymin, you pay, you don't get Malkus? Says the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer says, Edim Zoymin, Memoina Mishalme, Umilki Leilaki. The reason why they pay money, right, not that they say somebody's chayv Misa. They say somebody's chayv somebody $1,000. And it turns out they're lying, so even though they should be getting Malkus because Loisane, and they should pay money because of Kasha Zomam, so Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Edim Zaymin, Memoine Meshalmi, Umilki Loiloki. Why? Mishum de lav b'nei hasra nenu. Because he can't give them hasra. Meaning you want to give them Malkus, but you can't give them hasra. You can't warn them. Look in Rashi. De lav b'nei hasra nenu, kaidem edus. That's not on the show. You'll see that it's halfway through. I mean, a few lines down. Kaidem edus. Before they give their testimony, you have to give them a warning that in case they're lying, they have to pay. And since you can give them or get Malkus, since Lavnei Asron Enu Kedem Edus, Kedem Efarash Rav Evozer, like the Gemara is going to explain, Hilkach, therefore, Yiku Leman Shinu, Leitan Shinu Elamoymon. Dein Oynesh Guf B'Lei Asron. In other words, since they have two punishments, either Malkus or paying money, so for paying money, they don't have to get Hasra. But for getting Malkus, they do have to get Hasra. And since Edim Zaymin, you cannot really give them Asra, you can't really warn them. So that's the reason why Edim Zaymin, you pay money and you don't get Malkus. So when they say, Yoimu Zeb Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, they get Malkus, Rashi says, what do you mean there's no Asra? So Rashi says, okay, that's the halacha of Edim Zaymin. In a case where you can give Asra, you still punish them. But in a regular case where you have a choice between either paying money or getting Malkus, since you cannot give them Asra, you can't warn them, hence, they don't get Malkus, and rather, they have to pay money. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, why, Abba Rava, back in the Gemara, why can't you give them Hasra to Edim Zaymin? Teda, I'll tell you the reason why. Because Nisbru Nisri Buhu Emas. When are you going to give them Hasra? When are you going to warn them? Nisri Buhu Meikara. If you're going to give them Hasra before everything, before they give the Edus, a day before, Amri do say, Ishtalin. We forgot. The Hasra doesn't count. Nisru buhu, Bishas Maisa. If you're going to give them a warning, Bishas Maisa at the time when they gave Edus. So, Pasha v'lei Misadi. What do you mean? Look in Rashi. Pasha v'lei Misadi. Afilu emes. Hoyo v'anu chashudim b'nechem. Malonu l'tzora. Imagine you have two witnesses about to give testimony. You tell them, by the way, if you guys are lying, you're going to get Malkus. Forget it. I'm not doing any favors. They're not going to, if you warn them, by the way, right before they give Edus, Right? Techne dibur, right before him. By the way, if you're lying, you know you're gonna get malchus, I'm giving you a hasra. Forget it, I don't need it. they're not doing me a favor. So if you're gonna scare them, pashu v'lo yisadu. They're not gonna give testimony. So you can't give it beforehand. You can't give it at the time of the Eidus. So when are you gonna give it to him? Lisru misru buhu libisaif. You're gonna give them a warning libisaif at the end. Says Rashi, La'acha she'idu, after they gave testimony, Ma'ida hava hava, it's too late already. Says Rashi, why is it too late? The chivin shehigit, eina chayzir umagit, ve'en yechayin lachzor. Since they gave their testimony already, so the hasra afterwards doesn't help. Why? Because they can't change their mind anyway. Because chivin shehigit shuvein yechayzir umagit. So therefore, the hasra that you give after they give the testimony, it's not going to help. Kibin shigit, shuvein echayzu magit. So the Gemara says, maskev lo abaya, what do you mean? If that's the problem, v'nisri buhu b'toich kidei dibur. So give testimony right after they finish, toich kidei dibur. Toich kidei dibur, kidibur dom. It says Rashi, la'acha she'idu, give hasra a warning after they give edus, the toich kidei dibur, kidibur dom, v'cholim lachzah. Basically, the Gemara says, to give Hasra right before they give Eidus, that's not going to help. This won't give Eidus. So we didn't accomplish anything. So to give the Hasra afterwards is the only time, well, after taking the Dibur, they can't change anyway. That's not Hasra. Elamai give a Turk to the Dibur, they can still change their mind. That's a bias kasha. So why do you say you can't give Hasra? You give Hasra, Turk to the Dibur, right after they finish saying it, Turk to the Dibur, that is, we give them Hasra, and that Hasra is going to work, and therefore, Adam Zaymimin, why tell me Adam Zaymimin don't have Asra, and therefore you've got to give them Mominus and not Malchus? You could give them Asra, Perch de Dibur. That's your most question.
Asra you're going to give them is
going to
take up the whole Perch de Dibur.
Yes, so Taisa has the Kasha. Taisa has the Kasha in Kedushin. That's the Hasra, so that's anyway, so that's called Asukim Baishanian. That's part of the thing. That's a side question. It could be changed, Tech Dibur. Right. So Tech Dibur could be changed, so therefore the Hasra is still good, and therefore that's the question, the Hasra should be then. Comes along with Shimon Shkop and says, huh? I don't get the whole thing. Wait a second. What kind of Hasra, as of Shimon Shkop, is it after they finish saying something? That's not a Hasra. You're right, technically they can still change their mind. But they said it already. So that's not a hasra. Hasra acha maisa doesn't help. Even who cares if it's teich de dibur? Hasra after the story doesn't help. Look in the Pshim and Shkop, number one on the sheet. Nebelezoim me edim zoimin. Mevayin reshal me mikul alokim shum labni hasra ninu. Omer rabateta nisru bu emas. Nisru mikor amri shtalin. Nisru bu shas maisa pashu amasadi. Nisru bu soim maid ava ava. Maskul abayi v'nahavi b'teich de v'nasri bu teich de dibur afterwards. V'koshali eich mahani acha maisa hasra. The af shebetech de dibur, yucholim oid lachzor mahagadosam. True, they can still retract. Tech de dibur, they can change their minds. Aber mikol makayim, im einam chayzrim, ikir ha'aveiro she'idu meikoro. Aber b'mashe shoyskim achshav, they're quiet now. Einam oisimu umo, they're not doing anything. V'nimtze, de b'shas ha'aveiro, lahoys hasro. Like, he doesn't know what's going on. What kind of gemara is that? Hasra afterwards should help. You're right. They can still change it. If they don't change it, the avera was done already. The hasra acha maisa, it's not going to help. What's not in the gemara? So he quotes from the Amudei Or. Listen to this. Sefer Amudei Or writes that when you give edus, then it doesn't take effect until acha kedei dibur. Wow, what a pshat! Says every edus that a person gives is like. There's a slow-mo, meaning it doesn't happen until Acha Kedei Dibur. So even though they said Eidus now, the Eidus doesn't take effect until Acha Kedei Dibur. So much so that if the Eidim give testimony, and right after they give testimony, Tech Kedei Dibur, they drop dead, says Amud Yerar, there's no Eidus. Why? Because even though I said it now, it only takes place Acha Kedei Dibur. It only takes effect Acha Kedei Dibur. Says the Bishim Shkop, according to that shot, Amud Or shot, then Enoch and Ami, it's a Hasra before the Maisa Avera, because it doesn't take place until afterwards. Says the Mishkop, I don't know how that means. It doesn't make sense to him. He doesn't like the whole pshat. It doesn't make sense. Tamua Beinai. Look what he writes.
Just finish. Not only that, but if we're worried that if we give him a shvara at the beginning, they're going to say, who needs this? Why aren't they going to do the exact same thing?
It's too late already. They can't say anything anymore.
Why not?
Because they said it already.
No, but you have to talk. Can they feel for the
time? Oh, they might still change it, you mean? No, but I don't know if that works. Because it's
I hear that.
I hear that. Okay. You're saying that's not going to work and you're not going to answer the question.
You're worried about us causing it to...
But it doesn't take effect. I got it. So right away when... Meaning right when they say it, right when they give the warning, they say, oh no, I'm retracting. And it still works, so to speak. Perhaps. V'ayim b'sef amudi oisim tzarichesim mechadish, v'ikha godes edim u la'acha kedei dibur. V'haynu b'meshe sheiskim, v'einam choizrim, heim mekaimim edusam. Joe's question is, it's not so. Every time the same story. Open. Who minds opening the light? You know how to open it? There's the master light right when you come in. Right when you come in, through the double doors, on the side, there's a master light. No. There's a master light right when you come in. It's good we have the near comments. Yeah, half of them. Do you know how to open it? Or should you not open it? Just push it on top. No, right in between. Oh, here you open it. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so that's just the Amudi Arshav. I like your question, Job, because he clearly says that if they keep quiet, it means they can still be chayzer, so you didn't gain anything. Aval rochek be'enai inyan zeh. And if he doesn't like the whole thing, he has a kashi, he says that, In other words, at the end of the day, he remains with the question. The question he says is, how does hasra after the dibur, how does that going to work? That's Reb Shimon Shkop's kasha. Reb Kiva Eger has exact opposite question. Kiva Eger and Afla have the following question. Their question is that, wait a second. In this tzad of the Gemara, in the Havamin of the Gemara says that you need a Hasra in order to make them Chayef as Eidim Zoymin. Correct? So the Gemara says, well, where are you going to make the Hasra? So the Gemara says, you can't do before because they'll change their minds. They won't give Eidus. So the Gemara says, right afterwards. So the Gemara says, right afterwards, it's too late. So the Gemara gives the answer. Abaye says, well, make the Hasra Teich Kedei Dibur. Right? That's the Gemara's question. It's not too late. Teich Kedei Dibur. We have Shimon Shkop's question, how does it work afterwards? Got it. Comes along with Kivega and the Afla, and they ask the question, it's mashma from the Gemara that La'acha Kedei Dibur, you cannot do a Hasra. Correct? Clearly not. But if you're going now in the Gemara that you need a Hasra, and without a Hasra, there is no Aveira. So until you give the Hasra, it's Eidu Shi'ata Yochel Lahazima. Because you can't make them Eidim Zoymin. And Eidu Shi'ata Yochel Lahazima is not called an Eidus, which means they can still retract until the Hasra. So therefore, why does the Gemara say that Achek De Dibur, it's too late to make Hasra? If you don't give Hasra and you need Hasra, so whenever you give the Hasra, it's still okay because they can always change their mind. Because it's Eidus Shi'at Yochel Lahazima. So why does Hasra have to be Teich De Dibur? Let Hasra be anytime. Yes, question? Look in the Afla's question. The Kidega has the same question. Number two. The Emes Kashli Tuba. Ha the Kama. What this is what the Gemara says. The Asrubu Basahachi. My Dahavahave. That if you give Hasra too late, after Kidei Dibur, according to the Maskar and the Gemara, it's too late. Mishum dechivin sheyigit shuveinu chayzer magid. Amai, why is that? Hakayim alon de'edus shi'ata yochel hazima. That if it's not considered hazama, you cannot make it false. Why? Because you have to give them a warning. Lav edusu nimsa. Turns out inema deboy asra. If you need to give asra, and have meaning of the Gemara, imken kos mandelo hisru ben edim loy nigmar edus. The efshel kaim bu kashas amam. Since it's not finished, Eidus, Mimele yecholim lachzu behen. Delei chashiva agoda dain. V'shapiyah lasra. So therefore they can still retract. And if they can still retract, so then the hasra is always before their final statement. Exact opposite of Rav Shimon Shkop. Actually, they hold that since I can always still change my mind, so any hasra is good, even achek k'dei dibur. Which means they gave their testimony already, but they can still retract. But therefore, if they don't retract, the hasra any time would be good enough until you make the hasra, they can still retract. And therefore, the hasra will always be before the edus takes effect. And therefore, why does it have to be only techet dibur? That's the hafla's question. And the hafla gives an answer. Not relevant to our discussion. Now, folks, is an answer that since for mumminess, it is a good edus, because for mumminess, you don't need edus, you don't need a hasra to make them chayiv money, only for malchus, so therefore it's already, the edus is already chal, and therefore it's not edus, and that's his teretz. Kivega has the same kashi, just as the kashi on Rashi, as opposed to the Gemara. Why does Rashi say that might have a kivas yigit shuvein echoiz magid, in echoiz lachzor, it's mashma that if you could retract, then it's a problem. Why does Rashi have to learn like that? After all, the Asra is always, since the fact that you don't have Asra yet, it doesn't have to be Techne Dibur. But that's basically Rebbe Kiveger's and the Hafla's question. So these are two questions we have over here on the Sugya. I think that they're diametrically opposed to each other. Because the Gemara says you make the Hasra, you have to do it, Techne Dibur. So the one hand of Shimshkop says, hey, Hasra Techne Dibur, what's that going to help? It's after the Aveir already. You can still change your mind, Techne Dibur. Too bad, but the Aveir was done already. So therefore, there's no Hasra, it doesn't count. And the Kiveger and Afla say that no, that since the fact you need a Hasra, so until you make the Hasra, it's not called Eidus, so you can always change your mind. So therefore, anytime you make the Hasra, even Achik De Dibur, it should always be considered Hasra. So why do we have to say it's be Techne Dibur? So there seems to be two opposing questions over here. From two opposite angles, these are the two questions. One last question is the Divrei Yecheskel asked this question, but many asked this question. I think others also asked this question. That the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that there's a halacha of Teich Gedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. What does that mean? That within a certain amount, you can change your mind. Teich Dibur Kedibur. So Taisa says in Baba Kama, look at number 4 on the sheet, Vachi paskin and hilchus bin adorim ferek basra. The Turk de dibu kedibu domi, chut mi megada vavavid avoidizore, umikadish and megarish. That most cases, you can retract Turk de dibur. Besides, mekadish, megarish, megadif, avoidizore, certain cases not. But most cases, you can retract Turk de dibur. Vafile birde sheelas talmud larav, kirish lokish ukravacha de makra. So the shwur seidus. In other words, how long is Turk de dibur? Kedei she'elas Talmud l'Rav. Sholem Alecho, Rebbe Moiri. B'shir she'kedei she'elas Sholem Talmud l'Rav. What's this concept you can always retract from any kinyan? Yossi, I made a kinyan with you. No, I want to retract. Within 4 words, you can always retract. Why is that? What's the reason? Why tech kedibu kedibu dami? What's the reason? Anybody knows? Why? Why those Sholem Alecho, Rebbe Moiri? Why those 4 words? So Rabbi Tam explains, before Rabbi Tam, the Hainu Taimah, the Ksha'odim made Edus, if somebody gives testimony, or Oisek Bebecha Mimka, who makes a Kenyan, the Chavera Noisen Shalom Rabbi, and his Rebbe comes by and says, oh, how are you doing? So it's disrespectful to ignore your Rebbe. So Chazal could not have included the time frame that it says, takes to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Moiri, that has to be time out. That cannot be included in the time of the Kenyan, and therefore, in case your Rebbe comes and says hello to you in the middle of your transaction,
at the end,
you have to be able to give time for that.
Al
Kain Yesh Loi Lahashif Ulahafsik Kidam Brachis Hanoitzim Chaver in Machzir Nikhil Gazman Shnem Exelos on the Botechem Vilatrach Tiknu Chachamim Shloyezer Chashav Hefsik. So basically, he says that Sholem Alecha Rebbe Moiri Techne Dibur is never the hefsek. Why? Because Chazal were misakin, that's Rabbi Natan Strat, that you cannot say that's called a hefsek, it's already over with, because then you can never greet somebody. So therefore, they always gave that leeway, takonas Chazal. comes along to Divrei Cheskel and says that if you tell me that to be chayzer teich le dibur is a takonas chachamim, correct? That means midaraisa, it's done. But a takonas chachamim chazal gave a leeway that within that time frame, it's called teich le dibur kedibur domi. So, if that's the case, how could our Gemara say that within the time frame of the Aveira, we'll throw in, Chazal will be misakein, that you can say, Teichi de dibur kedibur domi, give the Hasra, in order to give the guy Malkus min Atara? It's a takonos chachamim. How could takonos chachamim say that because of that includes in the Torah, the Hasra, and the Chi of Malkus, which is all dinim deraisa, this takonos chachamim? That's the Divrei Cheskel's question. Look over, he writes over here 4a. The sheet is Rabbeinu Talmud Imei. The ikedina the tefchid dibur dimur. Ein alam itakonas chachamim. The tikkun shum Talmud lakech mekach pogo be Rabbi Shochel Lizan Shalom Lachzach Gach. Im kain my poch hashas. The nisrubu tefchid dibur. Sigmar es akasha. What do you mean? You have to. I can find you a way where you can give a hasra after he finished speaking, but he still give a hasra tefchid dibur. You can't retract on it. So midaraisa, Chazal said you can do it. Midaraisa, there's no such thing as tech the dibu kedibu domi. So if midaraisa, there's no such thing as tech the dibu kedibu domi, so how do you want to give him Malkus now if midaraisa is not considered asra? Doesn't make sense. Yes, Kasha?
Yeah, but...
What, you don't like it? Why?
It's not...
I know, but no, midaraisa, there's no such thing as techni dibu kedibu domi. She wanted to tell me for mekha, memka, hefka, bezin, hefka, I got it. But to say, the Gemara asks us as a kasha, that wait a second, why do you say that you get mammon and not malchus, because there's no way to give him malchus, because no asra? No, there's asra. Why? Because techni dibu kedibu domi. That's not deraisa. So you want to know why deraisa you pay and you don't get malchus, because there's no asra. Good kasha. Joe, good kasha. Divrei Cheskel's question. Oh, she had a question? Very simple question. So what's going on over here? We'll skip number 5 and 5a and 5b. We're going to get to it at the end if we have time to another kasha we can have. I don't want to have too many questions. So I'll tell you what I think pshat is, which I understood from this Divrei Cheskel. Divrei Cheskel was Rabbi Cheskel Berenstein, who was killed in the Holocaust. He was a Rosh Hashiva of, I think, Slabodka Litzirim, the Yeshiva Ketana of Slabodka. I don't think that was like a nothing, because Rabbi Chana Wasserman was a Shiva of the Yeshiva Ketana in Baranovich. It wasn't the Yeshiva Ketana in Baranovich, it was the 17-year-old kids, the Yeshiva Ketana in Baranovich, Rabbi Chana Wasserman. Cheskel Berenstein was a Shiva of the Yeshiva Ketana in Slabodka. I think it was the Yeshiva Ketana in Slabodka. Big guy, he was killed in the Holocaust, Divrei Cheskel. So I'm basing it on him. Doesn't really say it, but I think that's, we'll see soon what he says, and I'll tell you what I think Pshat is like this. I think that's what it means. Now, there's a Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara talks about the concept of having to give Hasra. So the Gemara says that you have to have Edus Miuchedes, which means you have two people seeing each one from a different window. The Mishnah says in number 6, Hoyishnaim Roy Oisim Chalon Zeh, Vishnaim Roy Oisim Chalon Zeh, Vechad Masra Bebeemtza, two Edim, and one is in the middle and gives them Hasra. In other words, they have to be able to see each other, otherwise it's not considered one Edus, and there's no Edim Zaymi. Fine. Rabbi Yossi says, La'olam ein erogim, they don't get killed, at shiyu shnei edov masrim boy. Shenemar al pishnayim edim. Which means, you need two witnesses, you need two people to give them hasra, because it says, al pishnayim edim, so al pi shnayim, so therefore the hasra has to come from two. That's what the mission says. Amalei Rapov Labaye Umiis LeRabbi Yosi Hashva Vatnam Rabbi Yosi Mashay Yitzayin Nerak Bneishen Mukemur De Musra. So you see, they don't have to give hasra at all because he is already warned. So Gemara says, Who LeRabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudi? That's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudi. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudi Aimer Chaver Ein Tzarich Hasra. That the halachas of hasra is not for a Talmud Chacham. Somebody's Mechal Shabbos and he's a chaver. He's a Talmud Chacham. Ein tzarich hasra. You don't have to give him warning. Lefi shele nitna hasra, ela lahafchin ben shegek lemezit. that the halacha of Asra, which we learn from a pasuk, Apishnai made him, that's only for regular people. Talmidei Chachamim don't need Asra, because you only need Asra, lahafchin ben shayig lemezit. Somebody's a Tam Tochim, he knows the halacha, you don't have to give him Asra, you can kill him without Asra also. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanan argue, and Rabbanan say, you have to give Asra, even somebody who's a Tam Tochim. Now, the Rambam quotes it, it's not clear what the Rambam means. Look at the Rambam in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis. The Rambam paskens not like Rabbi Yossi. Echad Tamid HaChachamim ve'echad HaMa'aretz tzorich Asra. Right? The Rambam says, everybody needs Asra, even if you know the Halacha. And then the Rambam says, Shalai nitna Asra l'lhafim e'shek l'meiz Hashem e'shek e'hoya. So they're all busy with this Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, that he gives the reason to Rabbi Yossi, and he says the reason why even a Tam Chacham needs Asra, because he doesn't know the difference between Shaykh and Mezid. That's the reason why a Tam Chacham would not need Asra. So all the issue is that Rambam, I'm not answering the Rambam now, they have a different shot, different types of Shaykh, it's irrelevant. What I'm showing you is that a Rambam says that even a Tam Chacham, who knows the difference between right and wrong, also needs Asra. The Rambam says at the end, the last paragraph in the Rambam, B'tzorch Shiyava V'yaseh, take of l'asra, b'tzorch de dibur. Aval acher kedei dibur, tzorch asra acheres. Which means, the asra, the warning that you give, has to be done tzorch de dibur of the avera. But acher kedei dibur, it's not going to work. Right? That's another halach in the Rambam, that asra has to be. So in other words, we see two things. Number one, even the Talmud Chacham has to have asra, and the asra that you give has to be done right before the avera, tzorch de dibur. That's, right, that's the concept of Asra.
What
does
the Rambam mean by
Asra? Oh, because if it's Acher Kedei Dibur, you have to make a new Asra. Let's say you tell him, don't do this. No, and he didn't do it yet. And he didn't do it yet, you have to make a new Asra.
Tokh Kedei Dibur of what?
Yeah. Of Davera.
So
if
again, they didn't do it yet, there's no problem.
Yeah, that's you have to make a new Asra. I think that's where he learns Pshat. You tell me the Rambam says if he did it already, you have to make one right afterwards again?
I don't understand what he's saying.
What do you mean? If I tell a person in Mechal Shabbos, don't do it, Mechal Shabbos, Chai Misa, and he does it right away, fine. If he says, it's a good point, let me think about it. And then I see, oh my gosh, it's ready after the Dibur, I gotta give another Asra.
Why?
Because it has to be, Asra has to be Tech the Dibur of the Misa.
Meaning before?
Before, it has to be Tech the Dibur of the Misa. That's Halach and Asra.
If I do the Misa 2 minutes later,
no good.
I gotta give my Asra
just before. That's the Rambam says like Tzorch Shiyava V'yaseh Tekev L'Asra B'Tzorch De Dibur Ava Ach De Dibur Tzorch Asra Acheres. Why? He say maybe he forgot, whatever the reason is.
Somebody can always.
Correct. Unless he's really b'mezit, I don't care. I thumb my nose at the rabbis. That's when he's Chayv Misa. That's what the Gemara says. Once every 7 years, they killed somebody. Why? Because to be Chayv Misa has to be Tekev L'Asra. But clearly that's halach and asra. So Ram tells us two things, and that's nobody argues on that. Just the words of Ram is a little difficult, but the Ram says that number one, hasra is not just for amaratzim. Even the Tam Chacham that knows the difference still yet gives hasra. The Ram says no halacha, hasra has to be immediately following. So I'm telling you what I think the Divrei Cheska says like this. I'll tell you what I think it means. You can say that in the halachas of hasra could be there are two dinim. Two concepts in Hasra. Number one is to teach a person to make sure he knows it's forbidden. Don't do the Avera, warn him on the Avera. Now that applies for an Amaretz. The Rambam says, Ni Tam Tachachim also have to tell Hasra. Right? Now the Rambam doesn't say this, but it could be the Divrei Cheska learns this two dinim in Hasra. Number one is to tell him, to teach him, in case he doesn't know. Another halach is that apishnayim edim apishnayim, which means you have to have asra, tells me the asra has to be right before the maisa. The asra has to be, even if he knows, not whether he knows or doesn't know. There's a concept that the asra has to be tekef la'aveira. Right before the aveira, that's when the asra has to be. B'shas Maisa. Even if he knows, that's what Rambam says, not the Rambam, but that's what Gemara says. That even if you're Tam Chacham, doesn't make a difference. That Asra is not to teach you right from wrong. That Asra is because you can't get killed on an Avera unless there was a Hasra right at the Maisa. A halacha in Hasra has to be done at the Maisa Aveira.
When you have to do Hasra, it has to be in the Maisa.
Correct.
But if you don't have to do Hasra because he's a Chaver.
Doesn't make a difference. That's the Halacha. That even a Chaver, because the second part is not that he should know. The second part is that the Hasra has to be, the Tzura of the Aveira has to be a Hasra right before the Maisa.
The first part is irrelevant.
If he's Amarach, you have to know also.
No.
You can't ignore that part.
But I got to do it just because.
Anyway, Enuchanami. But you'll see nafkaminas. Meaning, you can't say that Hasra doesn't include the regular case of Hasra, which means to teach a person, but besides that, there has to be halacha, the Hasra has to be at the Mais Avera. Why? Because an Avera without a Hasra, you're not getting punished on it. Now, therefore, you always need, every time you need, with before the Maisa, Techidei Dibur of the Maisa, you need to do Hasra, even if he's a Tam Chacham. You still have to do Hasra, because that's part of the Maisa Avera. Immediately at the Maisa, that's when you need to do the Hasra. Now, this is what he's saying, what I'm saying now. It could very well be that for the Halacha of having the Hasra at the Maisa, even having the Hasra after the Maisa, you fulfill the Hasra at the Maisa as well. Because since that means tells me it's the same time as the Maisa. So to fulfill the other halacha of having Hasra at the Maisa, you can technically have a Hasra after Kedei Dibur as well. Because it's Hasra on the Maisa. Now the reason why usually it doesn't work, why can't you always do that? Because maybe the guy doesn't know. So it's not a Hasra on the Aveir itself. Meaning, you can have a Hasra on the Maisa, but it doesn't help you because the guy didn't know. So it's too late. There's no Hasra on the actual Aveir. But for the first Halacha, in other words, for the second Halacha to have the Hasra on the Maisa, even Hasra, after the Maisa, would also suffice. It doesn't help you, because maybe the guy doesn't know. So you always need Hasra beforehand. Correct? Joe, you following?
I still don't understand the reason B.
Reason B is Gzeiras HaKasuv. You need a Hasra.
I'm giving Hasra.
Correct.
Reason B is when I give Hasra.
Reason B
not
is,
why.
Yes, even why. Because the guy's a Tam Chacham, why are you giving Hasra?
Yeah.
Halacha L'mesh V'sinai. Gzeiras HaKasuv? No. Gzeiras HaKasuv, Hasra has to be at the Maisa. Even if he knows.
That's when.
Correct.
Why?
That's even why. Meaning, even if it doesn't teach him anything, it's Hasra on the Maisa. And therefore, if it's Hasra on the Maisa, even without having to teach him anything, if your whole Tech the Dibur Kedibur is at the same time, then even afterwards, you would fulfill that concept of Hasra on the Maisa. You're right, it doesn't fulfill the concept that you're teaching the person, but Hasra on the Maisa, clearly it is. Right? That I hear. Now, says the Divrei Cheskel, I hold like a Pkivega. I don't stand up Shimon Shkop's question. Pkivega says that, wait a second, if the guy can be Chayzer, right? Because since we say it's a you need a Hasra, so therefore, it's Eda Shiyat Yochel Azima, so he can always be Chayzer, right? He can always change his mind. So says the Pkivega, even Acha Kedei Dibur, you should be able to have Hasra. You can have Hasra anytime. Why? Because he can always change his mind. So anytime you have Hasra, he can still change his mind on the Eidus. So that Hasra is good enough because he can still change his mind. So Divi Cheska says, I hold like a Pkivega. I don't know what the Shimon Shkop is asking a question that you have to have Hasra afterwards doesn't help. What do you mean? Since he can still change his mind, that's a Pkivega's question. So whenever I make the Hasra, it's good enough. Since he can still change his mind, so the Hasra is Hasra on the Aveira, there's no problem. I hold like Ibkivega. But the Ibkivega had a question and says, wait a second, says Ibkivega, but if you hold, you can always have Hasra afterwards. So why does it have to be Techid Dibur? Says Ibkivega, no. The Techid Dibur you need for the other part of the Hasra. For the Hasra which has to be on the Maisa, that has to be Techid Dibur. So therefore you hold like Ibkivega. Hear what he's saying. You hold like a Kivega that since he can still change his mind, it's Hasra on the Aveira. It is called a good Hasra whenever you do it. But it still has to be Teche de Dibur, because on the Maisa, you still need Asra. Teche de Dibur, Kedibur. So therefore, it says that Divi Cheskel, the Gemara makes a lot of sense. That's how he learns trapped in the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara says, give the Hasra when? Teche de Dibur. Why didn't he give it Teche de Dibur? Because if I give it later, there's no Asra on the Maisa. It has to be Teche de Dibur, Kedibur. That has to be at the time of the Avera. So it has to be Teche de Dibur. Aye, if it's Teche de Dibur, then it's ready afterwards. It says no. Kiveg is right. Since you can always change your mind, because you need a Hasra, so therefore, until you give the Hasra, the Avera wasn't completed yet. If the Avera wasn't completed yet, the Hasra is always considered before the actual Avera. He's dividing the Maisa with the actual Avera. Just like when you do a mitzvah, you do the Maisa mitzvah and the Chalois mitzvah, same by an Avera. You can have the Maisa Avera when they speak, but the Avera, or the, since they can always change their mind until the Hasra, so therefore it's the Hasra, it's a warning before the actual Avera part. But it still has to be Teche de Dibur in order to fulfill the other part of the Teche de Dibur on the Maisa itself. I think that's what he's saying. Go, you don't understand it? Let's read inside and then I'll tell you what he, how he answers Rabbi Natan's question. What's your point? Not the Gavra, but on the Avera.
That's on him.
Maybe.
He needs to know,
correct. Since he can still change his mind, it's a valid Hasra. So if that's the case, if Kiveg asks the question, have the Hasra later on, who has that Mitzvah Teche de Dibur? So no, because on the Maisa, Bishas Davera, you need a Hasra. And therefore that's Mitzvah Teche de Dibur.
How many Hasras are you giving?
One Hasra. But that's what Gemara says. We started with the Kiveg. We started with Shemishkov. Shemishkov says, Hasra afterwards doesn't help. But Kiveg says the exact opposite. What do you mean? Since he can still change his mind, the Hasra is good. Why is it Mitzvah Teche de Dibur? Why is it Mitech de Dibur? Anytime you give the Hasra, it's good enough. Right. Comes along Divi Cheskel. I'll tell you why it's Mitech de Dibur. Because you're right. To warn him, the Hasra would be good anytime. But since you need a Hasra on the actual Avera, on the Maisa, you can't punish him, so it has to be Mitech de Dibur of the Maisa. So that's why it says, the Hasra after the story is good enough, but it still has to be Mitech de Dibur. Now, I'll show you how he says inside number 7. Read it, and tell him, I think that's what he's saying, clearly. He doesn't say all this, but I think that's what he means to say. Correct? That they can always change their minds. Even Achidei Dibur, why? Because they need a Hasra, so therefore, it's Eder Shiyat Yochalazimo. They can always change their minds. Why? Regularly, why can I make Hasra afterwards? It doesn't help. Since over here you can still change your mind, because until you give the Hasra, there's no Edus. Havale Hasra, Bein Kaidim HaMaisa, Uvein La'acha Maisa. So therefore the Hasra, before and afterwards, are both considered good. Because it's still before they can change their mind. Avalim Kral, Ova Techne Dibu MaMaisa, Afa Bi Shadayin Biyodin Lachse, Levatel HaMaisa, Loim Mikir Hasra, Lechayvoy. So you're missing the second part of the Hasra, which is the Hasra on the Maisa. You hear what he's saying? He's saying massive chiddush. Arya, you understand? Eli, you understand what he's saying?
What's Shemishkov's question?
So Shemishkov doesn't get this whole thing. Shemishkov says, Hasra afterwards, what's the point?
It's not
Pesach Rambam at all. Rambam says beforehand. Maybe you want to learn like Gepshan and Rambam. They said that he means to say that if you did it right away, you can still do Tekhne Dibur. Perhaps. You know, I like Gepshan and Rambam. Maybe that's what Rambam is saying. I don't know. It's not a Gemara, it's not a Rambam at all. They give Edus. They give Edus, correct?
Yeah.
They give Edus, it's chayv so-and-so money. So the Gemara says, wait a second. In this Havamina, Edim Zoymin, they're not chayv until they get Hasra. That means, if they're not chayv, it's Edus Shiyat Yochel Azima. That means they can still change their mind. So the Gemara says, so until you give the Hasra, they can still change their mind. So the Gemara says, you have to give Hasra. So the Gemara says, when do you give the Hasra? You can't give beforehand. The Gemara says, you give it afterwards. Gemara says, when do you give it afterwards? Tech de Dibur. comes from Shem Shkaf, how does Hasra help after Ksei Dibur? Doesn't make sense. Even Tertei Dibur, after the Maisa, it doesn't help. Shem Shkaf, he doesn't get it. I'm with you, R, fast forward. Shem Shkaf doesn't get the whole thing.
It's not a parish in the Gemara. The Gemara just said it's a parish.
Well, what?
They do it after.
I know, so you asked, how does it work? So Shem Shkaf has a new pshat. He has a whole new pshat. I couldn't understand his pshat. But whatever it is, he doesn't send the concept.
I don't know what he's asking. It's the Gemara.
I understand. So he asked, how does that work? Got it.
He's asking on the mechanics.
He's on the mechanics, how it works. He has a whole new shot. I don't know what he's saying even. You know, typical of Shem Shkaf semantics. I don't get his words. But fine, with Shem Shkaf. But Kivega says, why does Mata say that Hasra has to be Tetra Dibur? Since you need a Hasra, so therefore they can always change their minds. So if they can always change their minds, so whenever they give that Hasra, even after Tetra Dibur it has to be. Says the Vicheskel, I agree with Rabbi Kivega. They can always change their mind. And therefore, whenever you give the Hasra, it's always called the Hasra before the Aveira, because they can always change their mind. I always must say Tech Dibur, because besides the Hasra on the Aveira, you also need a Hasra on the actual Maisa. And therefore, since now they don't change their mind yet, so the Maisa is now, the Hasra has to be Tech Dibur of the Maisa. But it's still called Hasra before the Aveira.
It's only one Hasra.
It's only one Hasra.
It serves two purposes.
Exactly.
The problem is it's post
the Maisa. It's post the Maisa. Tereshi Dibur Kedibur means at the Maisa.
Yeah, but according to the two Dibur that he's catching up with, the Rebbe teaching him, he's teaching him after that work.
Because since he can still change, because since he can change his mind until he makes the Hasra.
And then that's
what's going to come from. Why? That's from Kivega. Kivega says, since he can change his mind, so whenever he gives us Hasra, it's right before he changes his mind. Why?
It's not final until Hasra happens.
It's not final until Hasra, and then Hasra is
you're splitting what you're saying. You're saying to teach the mice is going on the end and post that guy's doing the Avera.
The mice Avera is done, but the Avera of the Avera doesn't happen until he changes his mind, and therefore he can change his mind, so therefore this is beforehand. Okay, one second. Let's just finish up. Usher, you hear the vote? You don't hear the vote? You don't hear. Usher, you hear what he's saying? You agree or you don't agree?
No, I'm
with Shem Shkaf. Okay. Then, listen, that's what he's saying. Well, let's go one step further. So now he said like this. Think what he says now. He says, now I understand the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Listen to this. He says, because in Teich Kidei Dibur Kedibur Dami, correct? This kind of time. Techne dibur kedibur, there's also two halachas. There's one halacha that techne dibur kedibur means that within the time frame, it's like that time frame. Techne dibur is kedibur. It's the same time frame. That's one halacha. Then there's another halacha that I can change my mind. I can change what I said. Techne dibur. In other words, Techne Dibur Kedibur tells me two things. Number one, it's the same time. And number two, that once I said something, even if it's the same time, I can still change my mind. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, this halacha, that it's the same time, that's a din d'oraisa. Nobody argues on that part. What's the Chiddush Rabbanon? That even if it's the same time, I can change what I said. In other words, I have a right to change what I said because it's Techne Dibur. That's the Rabbanon part. But the fact that it's the same time, that's the Raisa, Kala Terakula. You can't say exactly the same time, so Techne Dibur, it's called the same time. The fact that it's the same time, that's the Raisa. But the fact that even if it's the same time, I can still change what I said till now, especially when Chazal give me, I have a right to change my mind. That's what he's saying, Rabbeinu Tam.
Why should that only work for one and not the other?
What do you mean? Because the Talmi is the same time.
Not
Mamanus. The Talmi is the same time. The concept of Techne Dibur Kedibur is the same time period. Means now and 2 seconds later is the same time. That's the Raisa. Nobody argues with that. That's only a Din
Rabbanan. The Rabbanan came and explained.
Explained that the timing is all the same time mid the Raisa. That's not the question. The Chiddush Rabbanan is that even if it's the same time, I said something. Who says I can change my mind? Chazal said, you can retract Techne Dibur. That's the Rabban. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, back to our sugya. When our sugya, when we want to say that, how does the Hasra help, right? Afterwards, the Hasra afterwards helps. It's the Din de Rabbanon, correct? He says, wait a second. for the din d'oraisa, that it's the same time, that's d'oraisa. So to have the asura b'sha'as ma'isa, that we know mid'oraisa. What are you telling me? That you can change your mind? Well, yeah, anyway it can change, because anyway, until the asura happens, it's always not considered an edus. So since, in order to, in other words, the concept of changing, anyway, you can always do. Why? Because it's not final yet. You just need the asra to have it at the same time to fulfill the second din. That's a din d'oraisa. That's not a din d'rabbanan. I'm not sure if I'm explaining it right.
Rabbanan just come along and explain what same time
means. What same time means. But the second halacha, that means you can change it. He says, that you don't need over here anyway. Because anyway, it's before he made up his mind. Because over here the dibur doesn't finish until after that asra. Read what he says in number 8. Mi'ati nir li yashav divir adein tam. V'nei disvir li yedik takan tachazor tachid dibur. Ein ala takan tachachomim. Since the whole takan tachid dibur is on takan tachachomim. Mekom akoyim. Like polig dik yisoyd. The tachid dibur chashav chas maisa. To say it's the same time, nobody argues. The zeke ikka din de reise lechol atoira. U'mehai taima. In other words, the same time has to be only techni dibur, right? That's midiraisa. Fine. In other words, why the Rabbein Tam have to give a reason? Takanas chachamim. You can change your mind. Haynu ala chazore levada. That's to retract what you said. Mishum disvira lei. The mitam the choshev shas maisa. Even though it's the exact same time, a dying ain't a bedin shiol chazor techni dibur. It's the same time midaraisa. So what? But you already said it. You did the mice already. So who says you can retract? So that you need the din derabbanan. Va'afagav da dying ushas mice. Even though it's the exact same time, because it's techni dibur, ain't bekoicha lachzor ulevatal amekach. So the din derabbanan means that even though it's the same time, but you can still change your mind, you can still retract. And therefore he says, "Ulufize asher shapik kushas hashas." Vakila l'shitas avim tam l'shvirelei. The midaraisa ainu moyo chazor ve'edim tachdidi blagadosam. Even though avim tam says that midaraisa you cannot change your mind, only midarabbanan. Haynu dafke ba'alma. That's in the regular case. Aval kan the koyvim asra aval edus shen yochalazima v'adayin l'nigma gadosam. Since over here you anyway didn't finish speaking yet. Why? Because for the change in your mind, you have a right to wait till afterwards, until after the asra. In ken yechelim lachzer dayin kikushas arayvitz. In other words, you can always change your mind anyway, because until you give the asra, nothing is final. So therefore, that part, you don't need the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbonim. How does Tefti Zibur help that is considered hasra on the actual Maisa? That's not Rabbeinu Tam, that's not the Rabbanon, that's the Din D'oraisa that's considered at that same time. So to fulfill the second halacha of Tekne Dibur, meaning the Hasra, after the Maisa is considered at the same time of the Maisa of Era, that's not Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush, that's anyway, that's the same time. That you don't need Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, you only need me to say you can change your mind. It's considered a Hasra before I can change my mind. That I don't need Rabbeinu Tam, because in this case, I can anyway change my mind until after the Asra. For the first halacha, that it's Asra, because to make sure he knows what he's doing, that you anyway can change your mind until after the Asra is given. So therefore, for that, you don't need the halacha of Tekhid Dibur Kedibur, that's in the Rabbanon. You only need Tekhid Dibur to tell me over here that it's the second halacha, that it's the Asra at the time of the Maisa. Well, that's the Raisa anyway, for that you don't need Rabbeinu Tam. So he uses that svara to answer this same kasha from the Rabbeinu Tam. So, it's a tough one, I agree. But what do we have from this whole thing? At the end of the day, the way I look at it is like this. We'll look at it objectively. So there's, you can say that, the way I understand at least, that in every hasra, there are actually two things that you're doing. Number one, you're warning the person before the Avera, before he does the actual Avera. Means until he can change his mind, he didn't really do the Avera. So before he does the actual Avera, or before the Avera is finalized, he's warned in advance. And then there's a second halacha, that at the time of the Maisa of the Avera, there has to be a Hasra, even if he knows the Halacha, even if he doesn't need to be warned, even if I'm Chacham, the Hasra has to be at the time of the Maisa Avera. In this case, the Gemara found a scenario whereby, since he can, like Kivega learns, since he can still change his mind until after the Hasra, because an Eidus without Hasra is not called the Eidus, he can always change his mind, so whenever you're going to give the Hasra, it's always going to be before the Avera takes effect. So you always have the Hasra before the actual Avera. Even down the line, even not Tech Dibur. That should be Kivega's Kasha. But the Gemara says it has to be Tech Dibur, says the Devi Chesko. Very simple. The reason why you need Tech Dibur is not for the Avera, for the warning of the Avera aspect, it's because Tech Dibur has to be, because the Hasra has to be at the time of the Maisa. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Hasra has to be Tech Dibur of the Maisa. Even though the Avera part doesn't happen until after the Hasra, you would technically have more time. So the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Nisribu Tech Dibur, the Hasra has to be Dafka Tech Dibur. Earlier it cannot be, later it cannot be, Kivega says it can be later. Pshimishkov says clearly not. Pshimishkov says can it be now? Says the Vicheska, no, I agree with you, Kivega. It could be now, because it's still warning till my Avera takes effect, because I can always change my mind. So the warning is before the Avera happens, but it still has to be Tech Dibur, because it has to be at the time of the Mais Avera, and that's why the Asura has to be at the time of the Mais, Tech Dibur of the Mais. He also adds on that this halacha, that Avera has to be, or the Asura has to be, at the time of the Maisa Avera, that's just the halacha that Tech Dibur Kedibur means it's the same time. That has nothing to do with Rabbi Natam that says only Din Darabonim. That's a Din Daraisa. Tam means the same time period, that's the right. We don't need Rabbi Natam for that. So therefore, you ask me, Rabbi Natam's only Din Darabonim, how does it help you over here for Asura Daraisa? We only need the halacha over here for the Asura Daraisa. If the Talmud is the same time, we don't need Rabbeinu Tam. That's Pech Dibur Kedibur, it's the same time period.
When the guy's coming over later on and saying to him, by the way, on the Zedis, by the way, what you said before, as Avis, you weren't allowed to do, and therefore giving you a straw, that's how it's working? That's
no, it has to be Pech Dibur when he did it.
Of the Maisa.
Yeah, of the Dibur.
Of the Dibur.
Of the Avis. Correct.
After. Correct.
Right. The Gemara says that.
Yeah, right. That's right.
The Gemara says, give a Hasra, take the Dibur of the Eidus. Yeah. How does that work?
Right. So you're saying...
Okay. So, the Kivega says it works, because you can always change your mind, so therefore it's always Hasra beforehand. So why should it be take the Dibur? Kivega asks the question, he doesn't understand. Says to him, very simple, because besides that, there's another halacha, that Hasra has to be at the Maisa Avera. And if I didn't change my mind, when is my Maisa Avera? When I spoke it. So therefore, the Hasra has to be right then and there. All he gains by saying this, he gains a few more things. He has three other kashas. There's a kasha from the Gemara in the Bamasiya with a Ritva, Shamaz, Mishmas kasha, a whole different kasha. He comes down to confusing. But the concept he gains is that this second halacha, that the Hasra has to be at the time of the Maisa, that's not a din de Rabbanon. That just tells me it's the same time period. I mean, anyway, I can change my mind till afterwards. So therefore, to tell me that I'm allowed to change and the Hasra is good enough, I don't need to have any time for that, because in this scenario, I can anyway change until I give the Hasra. So therefore, it's always Hasra before my actual Avera. So what I need over here, the halacha of Tech Dibur Kedibur, just to tell me it's the same time period. It's the same time as the Maisa. Well, that anyway, that's a Din Daraisa. So therefore, it makes sense. The Daraisa helps on the Hasra, on Malkus Daraisa. That's the pshat of the Divrei Cheskel. So if you walk out there on the street, you'll know that just like by a mitzvah, there's a Maisa mitzvah, and there's a Chaloisa mitzvah, by an Avera, there's also the Maisa Avera, which is the Dibur, by Edim Simon, and there's a Chaloisa Avera, because I can still change my mind until after the Asra. Nachamina is that the Asra has to be before that part, before the Chaloisa Avera, but Tech the Dibur of the Maisa Avera, the Chiddush of the Divrei Yecheskel. Joe wants to say that maybe that's shot in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, maybe go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Tzach sheyava v'yasa tekev asro of techi dibur, aval achik te dibur, tzach asro acheres." Within the tech the dibur of when he did the actual ma'aser, in order to fulfill the thing like that. Perhaps. That's the Divrei Cheskel. All right. I thought it was interesting.
Good. You answer Shemesh Kappa saying that.